for a show, delivering it to you directly without fear or favor. We just do it straight up. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, says there's absolutely enough evidence to charge Republican electors. We'll see what that means and talk about it. Number two, the final Oxford shooting survivor returns home to continue recovery. The last shooting victim is home now. And at the University of Michigan, number three, a lot going on, including a settlement with the accusers of Robert Anderson. All right, we've got that. So let's start with that, shall we? The University of Michigan agreeing to a $490 million settlement with those who claim they were sexually abused by the late university sports doctor, Robert Anderson. That, according to a report today in the Detroit News. Just over 1,000, mostly men, will share in the settlement, ending one of the nation's biggest sex abuse scandals that began in the late 1960s and stretched over decades until it was exposed a couple of years ago. It will be formally announced shortly. That means that each accuser will get an average of more than $438,000. The exact amount, however, for each individual will vary depending on circumstance. The average is roughly half of the settlement reached between Michigan State and the accusers of Larry Nassar. In that settlement, more than 500 women divided $500 million. The exact amount for each was confidential and also varied, but the first wave of women got an average of $1.27 million each. The $490 million settlement over Anderson also set aside $30 million for future accusers. So you never know how that might play out. He served as a doctor from 1966 until 2003. He died in 2008. So that's happened. All right. And that's a big deal to put it behind them and move forward. Okay. Meanwhile, obviously, there's been a lot of disruption at the University of Michigan with Mark Schlissel getting tossed out for violating the rules that he wrote and groused about, in fact, about not having relationships with subordinates at the exact time he was having an ongoing relationship with a subordinate. Yeah, he got tossed out. His nearly $1 million annual contract tossed out with it. Mark Schlissel's gone. So Mary Sue Coleman, if you didn't realize, has taken over as interim president. She's taken over as interim president. And she said, I welcome the opportunity to work with you once again and moving forward with the critical agenda of the University of Michigan. She also said it's a sad time to come in, but understands the work has to be done. So, I mean, these are important developments at U of M. I also want to shift. I want to share this with you. This just came through, and I just saw this pop up on the Detroit News, and I wanted to share this with you because an Otsego County judge last week declaring unconstitutional an important part of Michigan's public health law that has allowed the state to issue epidemic orders for several months during the pandemic. The ruling throws out fines for a Gaylord restaurant, the Iron Pig Smokehouse, that continued to operate during a statewide shutdown. The more far-reaching effect of the decision, however, on state public orders, not quite clear. A lawyer for the restaurants of the Otsego County ruling is binding on state health law, but state officials are staying mum, except to say they are reviewing the ruling. Judge Colin Hunter's decision, issued at the end of last week, severed a section of the state's public health code that allowed the state health director to issue orders closing restaurants and schools, restricting gathering sizes, and requiring indoor mask usage. Hunter said the law was an unconstitutional delegation of the legislature's power to make laws because it had no clear guidelines, benchmarks, or time limits for implementation. The reasoning very similar to the factors the Michigan Supreme Court used to overturn Governor Gretchen Whitmer's COVID-19 executive orders October 2020, after which the governor immediately turned to her appointed state health director to issue basically the very same orders. Hunter said the law, under which the state health director issued orders from late 2020 through early 2021, transitions an overwhelming level of legislative lawmaking authority to another branch of government and does nothing to check the use of that authority. There is no check and balance, is what he's saying. Barring a state appeal, the judge's order will conclude a 14-month battle between the Iron Pig and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. The Iron Pig wins. The Iron Pig remained open after the November 15, 2020 State Health Department order by then-director Robert Gordon, you know, the guy that quit with $155,000 hush money. $155,000 in hush money Robert Gordon got when he quit January of 2021. The Health Department issued the order under the law allowing it to prohibit gatherings and establish procedures in the event of an epidemic. The order came after the Michigan Supreme Court ruled 4-3 that a state emergency law allowing the governor to issue similar rules was unconstitutional. The Iron Pig did close for a few days, but then said, no, we're going to open it up. Ian Murphy, the owner there, said, no, we're not going to close it down. We're going forward. There was just no way we were going to make it, and we weren't going to do it. They've had steady support throughout the challenge of the state rules and now devotes part of its website to legal updates for its supporters. Risk it for the brisket is what they say. Risk it for the brisket, a reflection of the risk of the business was taking to challenge the state. And now they have won. And the fines have been rejected. And strangely enough, they didn't come over and drag him out in handcuffs like the poor lady at the pizza parlor. The Iron Pig eventually worked with the Liquor Commissioner and Agriculture Department to come into compliance, but it maintained its administrative appeal against the state. It won. They did risk it for the brisket, and congratulations to them for winning. I think that it's the right thing. And so we'll see what Dana Nessel does, if anything. So there's some good news for you. It took a while, but some folks stood up and did the right thing. And I say if you're anywhere near the Iron Pig, you stop in. You spend your money. You show them your support. The Iron Pig Smokehouse, Gaylord, Michigan. You tell them. You tell them Gruber sent you. All right? Here's some other good news. It is, you know, out of a terrible event. Kylie Osage, the longest hospitalized victim from the November 30th Oxford High School shooting, back home now for a few days. They're adjusting. Kylie began outpatient physical and occupational therapy. The therapists have welcomed her and have been so kind. We're seeking to establish our new routine. Despite the cold weather, Kylie felt able to make the trip to the farm to see Blaze, her horse. We were so touched that the trees along the drive into the ranch were decorated in Oxford colors, as well as Kylie's locker. Blaze was excited to see her. It was so great to spend some time with him. That was amazing. The best therapy, they said. One shows a masked Osage in the hospital with medical personnel on either side. Another shows her smiling as she stands in front of the blue and yellow bows on the farm. And the third shows her smiling alongside the horse. So that is great news. She was moved out of intensive care in December and to a standard room where she remained for about 6 weeks. But she's home, and that's good news. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids
out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.